Hi, it's Hunter Phoenix, and I'm interviewing Blue Man Kuma, one of the stars of The King of Hoes. So, Blue, can you tell us what the story's about?
Okay. The story is about a man who gets out of prison and turns his life around when he starts a business of his own selling garden hoes and party supplies. Now, the story begins when Maury King meets a young radio reporter named Kelly Houston, who was assigned by the radio station to work with Maury King to make his radio infomercials.
Okay, but what really makes this funny? What's the joke here?
Well, Maury King is selling garden hoes and party supplies, but because of the way he sells them over the radio, you'd think that he might be selling something else.
Okay, great, thanks. So can you tell us a little bit more about the project? How long is it? Is it on CDs, MP3s? That kind of stuff.
Well, it's a multi-episode comedy with romantic and dramatic moments, and there are a total of 6 CDs or downloads in this particular series.
Great. Thanks, Blue. So where is this available? Where can we get this?
On radiocomedyshows.com, soon to be available on iTunes.
Great. Thanks, Blue.
Anytime.
Blue, can you tell us a little bit about the process of doing voiceovers? How does this all work?
Ah, it's a fun situation. Usually you go into the studio, put on some headphones, and get as silly as you possibly can. First time I did it, I did a commercial. It was a West Indian thing. And I used to sit around this studio in Pinewood, studio in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that did commercials would come and go. And at one point, one of the guys says, "Who is that dude sitting in the chair? He's always sitting there." And they said, "That's Blue." They said, "Can he do voiceovers?" I said, "I don't know." And he approached me, and I said, "I'll give it a go." And that's how I ended up doing my very first voiceover. It was with a West Indian accent, which I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings with right now. But
okay.
But it was okay. I had a good time. And then I went from there to cartoons and a whole series of voice work. And right now, we're involved with The King of Hoes and Mo.
You have got an amazing voice, by the way. Love listening to your voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Could you tell us a little bit of what it was like to work on this project?
Well, as you know, Mikey, he gets out of the hospital every once in a while. They check him out thoroughly, and they let him out for a couple of hours, and he comes and he takes us in the studio, and we do these crazy, crazy shows. Actually, Mike came into a restaurant a friend of mine owns, and he was looking for Big Al to do the voice of Maury. And he didn't know anything about me. And he asked me if I knew where Big Al was.
You know, I remember him telling me about this.
Yeah.
Going back a few years, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. And it was just a situation that developed into Big Al telling him he wasn't really interested, but the man he wanted to talk to was me. And so Mike came back around and approached me about the project. And here we are. He didn't tell me I was going to meet this star, this beautiful, gorgeous. He didn't say a word. I walked in the door and I almost fell out because, holy tennis shoes.
You're sweet. Thank you. Notice I assume you're talking about me right away.
Yes, baby.
So that was the first time you met Mike, was in the restaurant?
Yeah, he just came in and, like I say, he was looking for Big Al. It used to be called the Cameo Cafe. My brother friend, Ken Brooks, owned it at the time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I had no idea what he was talking about. King of Hoes. I thought he wanted me to be a pimp.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, I don't roll like that. You know what I'm saying? So once he explained what was going on, I thought it was a pretty cool idea, neat concept. And jumped on board, and as I said, the first thing I did was met the loveliness and the beautiful sexiness of yourself.
I was sold.
Hey, baby.
So, when you first read the script, because it is, you know, we've got this interesting title to it. What did you think the first time you read the script? Do you remember?
Yeah, I thought Mike was out of his mind, and, you know, and it was cool. You know, I like the double entendre, you know, and all the way it worked. And it was actually entertaining and funny. And as I said, I thought we had a pretty good chemistry, you and I. So I thought he was on to something. And as you know, he's gone on to do many other projects as I think we'll continue to do for quite some time now.
Yeah. How long have we been working together now? When did we start this?
Wow. They told me the other day it was 2007, I think.
Yeah.
Holy tennis shoes. That's a while back, huh?
It is.
Yeah. Been a great joy.
It has been. Yeah, this has been a lot of fun.
What a group, huh?
I find it's a fantastic group. And you know a few people in the group outside of this situation, don't you, before working here?
Oh, yeah. I do. Susan Jacks, for God's sake. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crazy man, Mr. DJ Jackson. He's probably my oldest friend.
Really?
Since I came to Vancouver, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was walking down the street and hey, dude, I tried to run. But he caught me. Yeah, we've been hanging for many, many a moon. And,
nice.
And you know he's fantastic in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how did DJ get involved in this project? Do you know that? Was it through you or did...
Well, yeah, I told him to give Mike a call, and he did. And who knew he had all these different voices in him? But he's turned out to be quite a find. He's gold, Mike, for sure. And we spend countless hours laughing at his antics. So
yes.
It's good. Yeah.
So they are giving us the sign now to wrap this up. So, Blue, thank you so much for graciously spending this time and answering the questions. I really appreciate that.
Well, it's been a great pleasure, Honor. You're one of a kind. You're just the top of the mark.
Thanks, baby.
And I look forward to doing many other projects with you.
Yeah, right back at you. Yeah. Right back at you.
Yeah.